I've spent the last 30 years of my life as a dental professional, not just cleaning teeth, but educating patients about their oral health and how it's connected to their overall health. It wasn't until I got divorced and started working with a mobile dental company traveling to schools that I saw with my own eyes how bad the cavity situation actually is amongst our children. And it's heartbreaking to me, especially knowing dental disease is 100% preventable with proper daily home care. I've made it my mission to bring awareness to how we can change our mindset about our mouths and establish healthy habits that will keep our kids engaged and empower families to take the chore out of daily brushing and create fun memories and cavity-free kids. My name is Sherry Wirtz, and this is Healthy Mouth Movement 411. Join me and be part of the solution. Together, we can battle plaque and make a difference.
Welcome back to the Healthy Mouth Movement. Today, we're going to talk about cavities. So what is a cavity? Well, simply stated, a cavity is a hole in your tooth. You have a cavity is not what anyone wants to hear. A cavity develops when a tooth gets weak or breaks down. A cavity is a hole that can grow bigger and deeper over time. Cavities are also called dental caries, and if you have a cavity, it's important you get it repaired. But why would your tooth develop a hole? Blame plaque. That's the sticky, slimy substance made up mostly of germs, bacteria, that feed and cause tooth decay. The bacteria in your mouth make acids, and when plaque clings to the teeth, the acids eat away at the outermost layer of the tooth called enamel. Cavities are what happens to a tooth when you don't take good care of your mouth consistently with daily brushing and flossing to remove the acid produced by bacteria and dental plaque. We feed the plaque every day when we eat. The sugars in our food combine with the plaque and bacteria, and the bacteria poop acid. Over time, that acid dissolves the tooth's harder surface, known as the enamel. The enamel is the hardest surface in the body. Your dentist will carefully examine your teeth, and they may even take an x-ray. If your dentist discovers a cavity, he or she will repair it, first by removing the broken down part of the tooth with a drill. The dentist then fills the hole in your tooth with a special material called a filling. Initially, a cavity is limited to the outer layer of the tooth. And when it's in that hard layer of the tooth with proper care, it can reverse and heal itself. But when the decay process reaches the inside of the tooth, known as the dentin, a filling is usually required in order to keep it from getting bigger and causing pain. Does it hurt to go to the dentist to treat a tooth? Sometimes it does. But if your dentist can give you anesthetic, that's the kind of medicine that will numb the tooth or in the surrounding area when you're getting a filling to help you not experience pain. If you don't get the teeth clean, the acids can continue to make their way through the enamel and the inside part of the tooth, and that's where the decay begins. If you've ever had a toothache or heard of someone complain about one, it's because that bacteria was on the tooth long enough to get inside the tooth and find its way to the nerve. Ouch, that's when a cavity hurts. So that's why you don't want to wait to get your teeth fixed. And cavities don't hurt. You don't even know you have a cavity and you don't have pain until the decay reaches the nerve of the tooth. And this is when the problem happens and the tooth requires a root canal if you wait too long to get the tooth looked at. So what are the causes of cavities? Each time we eat and drink, bacteria in our mouth starts to produce an acid, which dissolves part of the tooth enamel. Your saliva helps by washing away the food and neutralizes the acids. Minerals from your saliva and fluoride can repair damaged enamel. Frequent snacking between meals on sugary foods and drinks and poor oral hygiene lead to an increased acid production, which again weakens the tooth. That frequent acid production does not give your tooth a chance to recover between meals, weakening the tooth, and that's how a cavity develops. So how do you prevent cavities? Good oral hygiene is a necessary part, getting the dental plaque and buildup off. Fluoride can be a benefit, and your diet are equally important factors in tooth decay. Fluoride's not for everyone, and that's okay. Making sure that you brush your teeth twice a day. If you're okay with fluoride, you can use a fluoride toothpaste. If not, there are alternatives. Remember, you also need to clean in between the teeth, which is where floss, inner dental brushes, and water pick comes in. Frequent snacking between meals does not give your tooth a chance to recover from that acid attack. So you need to let your teeth rest a few hours between eating. Choosing water when you're thirsty instead of sugary or sour drinks will help neutralize and balance the pH of your mouth. Never go to bed without brushing your teeth. because the saliva already reduces when you're sleeping at night. And so now it's not bathing your teeth. And if you haven't brushed your teeth at night before you go to bed and you've only brushed them in the morning, that stuff is sitting on your teeth all day long and it can weaken your teeth at night while you're asleep. If you suffer from dry mouth, your risk of decay is higher. So oral hygiene is even more important for you and neutralizing the acids in your mouth. There are products that you can use for dry mouth and products like gum and candy that have the first active ingredient xylitol that will help reduce decay and help your saliva get a little more increased. In addition to daily home care, brushing, flossing, visiting your dentist or dental hygienist regularly will help know if you have decay starting before it turns into a problem. If you get cavities and you're taking good care of your teeth, it's probably the pH that's an issue in your mouth. And you can get pH strips to test the pH in your mouth. I have a course called The Magic of pH. If you'd like more information, I'll put the link in the comments below. There are products that you can use to help prevent and heal cavities. MI paste has Recaldent, so it's an alternative to fluoride for strengthening your teeth, as well as products with xylitol that I mentioned. Cavities are one of the most common chronic diseases in childhood, one of the most preventable diseases, especially in the United States. Untreated cavities can cause pain and infections that might lead to problems that make it difficult to eat, speak, play, or even learn. Children with poor dental health often miss days of school or receive lower grades because they can't concentrate. About 1 out of 5, that's 20% of children ages 5 to 11, have at least one untreated cavity. You can prevent tooth decay at home by brushing your teeth morning and night and using floss. So again, if you've been following me, you know that I talk about toothbrushing, because if you're not brushing morning and night, I recommend that you concentrate just on creating good oral health habits and getting toothbrush down before you add something else in. When you use a manual toothbrush, you can get 300 strokes per minute. And I'm a Burst ambassador, and I fell in love with this Burst electric toothbrush. And it has been proven to be 10 times more effective than a manual toothbrush at removing decay. So if you're struggling with getting your teeth cleaned or your kids' teeth cleaned, I recommend the Burst brush. And another great thing about it is it offers a 90-day money-back guarantee and a lifetime warranty if you subscribe to their replacement brush heads. And you get a new brush head every 3 months, which is, as a dental professional, what we recommend changing your toothbrush, because the bristles wear out over time and they're not as effective. So the Burst brush is $7 every 3 months, and you get it coming to your door and you know it's time to change your toothbrush head. So Burst is an affordable way. It's $39.99. And again, it's a lifetime warranty if you're on the brush head subscription. So they will replace it if anything goes wrong with it. And it's a 90-day money-back guarantee if you order it. So if you don't like it, you just send it back. So if you're interested in that, you can go to www.burstoralcare.com and use my promo code 5ZMZBR for $30 off. So you can prevent cavities at home by creating good oral health routines that last a lifetime. If you found this helpful, share and subscribe for more weekly podcasts where we talk about everything mouth related.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to the Healthy Mouth Movement. Together, we can reduce dental disease. Yes, it is a disease. Cavities, gum disease, and gingivitis are all preventable, but only by you at home. Together, we can engage our kids and create good oral health habits, because a healthy mouth is a healthy body and a healthy life.